Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5463. Baruch Hashem, the 19th of year, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I am responding to your letter dated the 12th of year, in which you quote the interpretation of the Abarbanel in the beginning of the portion of Bahar Sinai, the Chulu, etc. The Barbanel over there, I believe, says that, you know, we learn in the Parsha about the Jubilee year, the 50th year.
Yeah.
So the Jubilee, I think the Barbanel, I think that's what the Rebbe is talking about. The Barbanel basically said the lifespan of a person, the average lifespan is 70 years. The Pasuk says 70 years. At least that was in those days. Maybe today it became a little bit. It also 70, 80, but it's 70 years. So I think the Barbanel says that the first 10 years you're still a child. Then comes the next 50 years. And then your Jubilee years after 50 years, I guess, when you turn 60. And then the last 10 years, he says, you have to dedicate. So 50 years you dedicate and work. It's almost like retirement. Over there it seems like by the age of 60, retirement. By us it's 65, it's keep on getting older. But actually 60, 62, you know, there is some form of retirement already. But in any event, I think he talks about that engaged in the work is basically the 50 years, the 10 years leading up to it, of the childhood, and then 10 years that follow. Whatever the way he explains it over there. So he quotes the Barbanel. So the Rebbe says, over here we also have a very wondrous, an amazing point that has been revealed through the teaching of Chassidus. And that's included in the very well-known teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, the verse, it talks about seeing a donkey who's struggling, you have to help them. Ozif Taziv Imay, you have to help the person load the donkey, as the Pasuk talks. But the Baal Shem Tov says that when you see the donkey or you see your materialism, the chomer, your body, don't neglect your body. Don't abuse your body. Ozoiv taziv imo, you should work together, bring your body in, serve Hashem with your body, with the body, as printed in that Yom Yom for the 28th day of Shvat in Tavshin Gimel. And it's even more than that explained in the teaching of Chassidus, that in the future to come, the neshama will actually get its vitality from the body also in godly matters, meaning the body is a very important component. So first of all, we have to work with the body, but Chassidus explained that in the future, the body will vitalize the soul also in godliness. So Rebbe says it needs a long explanation. It's hard to write it down in a letter. And from this, what is the result? What is the conclusion? That although a person needs to give himself an accounting by himself, meaning your soul and the matters of the body need to be secondary to the soul during your lifetime, and especially in those years about which the Barbanel writes, when he says, like, I think he's talking about when you reach the age of 60, so in which, you know, you're supposed to dedicate your life to Hashem, it doesn't mean that you should do a service that has no connection to the body, only spiritual. But what it means that in all matters of the body, you should know Hashem b'chol drachecha de'ehu. Serve Hashem in all your ways. Es Hashem, you should know Hashem in all your ways, in bodily matter. Don't neglect the body, but within the body, know Hashem. As articulated in the Tanya in the end of chapter 3, what is the mean das, the idea of das? Chochon das, he says, means to connect, to get together. In other words, over there he talks about intimacy, sometimes described as yoda, v'odim yoda. When you really get an idea and you tie yourself down to that idea, that means you become tied, that idea becomes part of you. So when you have the level of das, so then in all your ways, which is mainly bodily, as explained in Turish Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim, Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, which is the regular things of the body, you still connect, it reaches the level of tying and connecting with Hashem. So basically, the Rebbe is building on the Abarbanel. Even when we say that you should work with your bodily, with your soul, and the body should be secondary, the Rebbe says it doesn't mean to neglect the body, or not something that doesn't have a connection to the body. The Rebbe says the body is the one, as the Baal Shem Tov says, we have to work with the body, and also the neshama will actually be fed from the body, its vitality in the future. So, but the Rebbe says that you should be able to see in all bodily activities and with them to connect to Hashem. And then it'll be, in that age, there will be relaxation. It can be, take it easy. Because the bodily desires won't confuse you, because the everything you do is penetrated with the knowledge of Hashem. It's all of the service of Hashem. But this only applies to the desire, that the desires of the body should not take away from your service of Hashem. But it doesn't talk about the actually eating and drinking, etc., that. Again, with a blessing, there's a lot more here. The Rebbe is just, in this letter, the printed is just, some of it is sometimes hard to take. I'm going to guess that the person here was reaching the age of 60. And he wanted to devote his life more to spirituality. And the Rebbe, and he quotes the Abarbanel, who says that after 50 years, which means 10 and 50, comes that last 10 years. These 10 years should be more spiritual. The Rebbe says, well, you need the body involved as well. The body is even going to give to the soul. But the Rebbe says, connect that the body should be part of your service of Hashem, so it won't interfere the desires of the body, and you will be able to do the service like the Abarbanel says, to be involved with your soul doing the spiritual world. If to put it in a nutshell, the Rebbe says, I think that when you're retired at 60, it's a good idea to devote to Torah, but don't neglect your body, but work with your body, get it involved, and make sure that the body that way will not interfere with your service, and eat and drink and do everything necessary.
What is the Rebbe ends bebracha.